Good God.
Sorry, dude.
You know what?
It's nice that I'm not in the studio sometimes.
Oh, if you would have done that in the studio, I would have been furious. So, all right, off air, Hunter and I are able to talk, all right? He's obviously in his basement where he's been since March. I'm here in the studio, and we're able to talk off air. And all of a sudden, I hear just, I mean, I'm going to try and recreate this because in the background, it sounded fake, Hunter. It sounded.
It definitely wasn't.
Maybe it was, let's see. Oh, hold on. Let's see. I got my fart app, and I'm going to try and recreate this horrendous thing that just came out of your body.
Best part was that we were talking about something serious, and all of a sudden you
just it. I was. Oh my God, dude! It was unbelievable. Like, there's no way you didn't ruin your shorts. You had to have.
See what my wife has to deal with all the time.
God, I feel so bad. Let me see here. That's what it sounded like.
It was kind of like that. It was kind of a little deeper.
Yeah. And it wasn't that. I know that one. I think. Oh, wait. Here. Maybe this one. No, it wasn't that low. It was a mix. It was a mix between this and this one. So if you can kind of put that, I think that's where it was at. Unbelievable.
So they're going to ask Brock, hey, I think it might be time for Hunter to come back and work. And
No.
Absolutely. Have you heard this guy?
Yeah.
Have you heard him off air?
Yeah. Ripped a hole in his leather chair.
Yeah, not to mention that we have the smallest studio, too.
It startled me. It startled me.
Well,
I digress. We got to get to it now. It's time for your WTF. What the fart?
Pardon me. This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
Oh, I don't even have a story ready. Usually I pick one while we're horsing around.
That's what it is. That's what it was. That was the WTF. What'd you eat last night, WTF?
Ah. Anyway,
so we went shopping. That's what it is. We went shopping yesterday.
Yeah, there you go. You got all that fresh food in you. Earlier this month, the cops in University Heights, Ohio, speaking of farts, Ohio, they got a call around 4:25 a.m. about a drunk 27-year-old woman and a drunk 24-year-old woman fighting in the front yard of a house.
Yeah.
Oh, and one of them was totally naked. We don't know the story
Sounds
of exactly how she wound up drunk, naked, and in a fight at that hour. But, you know, the mind can speculate. Anyway, the cops came and broke up the fight. And while they were there, they talked to a 27-year-old guy inside the house and found out that he was wanted on felony warrants for kidnapping. So they arrested him and turned him over to the Cleveland police. And this is all thanks to the naked drunken brawl on the front lawn.
That's three birds with one stone right there, man. Nice.
You know, they always say, you know, some heroes don't wear capes. Well, some heroes don't wear anything at all. That's
at
what
all.
It is.
Flopping around. You know, I'm watching those old episodes of Cops. And then the cops got to chase the guy down who's naked. And then they got to wrestle him down because he's fleeing. And then they're, like, laying on top of him. Dude, you know, that sucks.
Dude.
You got to rub up all on a naked dude that you don't know.
Yeah, it's just a naked, sweaty person high on drugs, just covered in God knows what.
That's another thing. And usually they're all bloody, too, from falling, from running after a while. Scrape their knees up. Now you got to deal with blood. You got to deal with dongs. You got to deal with hair, sweat. Yeah. I'm just like, dude, hats off to the cops out there, man. Some of that stuff you guys got to deal with, I couldn't do.
I think naked should totally be allowed to just be tasered, all right? Just you can taser them.
Right.
A rubber bullet, you know, they're naked. Because if any of us, like Hunter, I wouldn't expect anybody to tackle me if I was naked. You know what I mean?
No.
Like,
no, I'd be dong first in front of everybody. I'd be like, hey, you got to get past this.
Come on. Here we go.
This.
Here we go. See, greased up naked guy. You don't want to mess with that. Come on.
Flopping around, dude. I wouldn't want to tackle no guy with his.
God.
It's like the movie Along Came Polly when he's playing that guy in basketball.
Oh,
and his
exactly.
Face rubbing
sweaty
on his chest.
Belly and, oh, God. Yeah.
Now just imagine that dude was naked.
Completely naked. Completely naked.
I'm good.
All right. There you go. Naked woman saves the day. That's your WTF. We'll be back.